Good evening. This is Akashwani. I'm VC Pramod with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chairs high-level meeting to review situation in energy, power and fertilizer sectors amid evolving West Asia conflict. Government reassures no shortage of essential fuels across country, stresses on expansion of PNG connections. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu urges global leaders to join Tel Aviv and Washington in confronting Tehran. Iran says missile attacks in southern Israel was in response to attack on its Natanz nuclear facility. Union Minister of Jal Shakti C.R. Patil asserts tap water connections reach over 15 crore rural households, leading to improved health and living standards. Filing of nominations ends tomorrow for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry. Pakistan ranks first on global terrorism index with 6% rise in deaths. And in squash, defending champion Anahat Singh wins women's singles title at Indian Open in Mumbai. Abhay Singh clinches men's singles title. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired a high-level meeting to review the situation in the petroleum, crude oil, gas, power and fertilizer sectors amid the evolving West Asia situation. The meeting held in New Delhi focused on ensuring uninterrupted supply, stable logistics and efficient distribution across the country. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar, Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal, Chemicals and Fertilizers Minister J.P. Nadda, Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu, Power Minister Manohar Lal and Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav were among those who attended the meeting. The government has reassured that there is no shortage of essential fuels across the country, with oil refineries operating at high capacity and adequate stocks of petrol and diesel available. No shortages have been reported at retail outlets. More from our correspondent.
The government has taken important steps to ensure stable availability of petroleum products and LPG across the country. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas said delivery of domestic LPG cylinders remain normal and panic bookings have declined. States have been advised to facilitate new PNG connections for domestic and commercial consumers. The ministry said raids are ongoing across states and union territories to curb LPG hoarding and black marketing. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways said it is closely monitoring shipping movements, port operations and the safety of Indian seafarers to ensure continuity of maritime trade. The Ministry of External Affairs said it is closely tracking developments in the Gulf and West Asia region with a focus on the safety and welfare of Indian nationals. Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today urged global leaders to join Israel and the United States in confronting Iran, saying recent missile attacks show Tehran poses a wider global threat. Prime Minister Netanyahu's remarks came after Iran fired missiles at Arad and Dimona in southern Israel yesterday, injuring more than 100 people and damaging residential areas. The target of the Iranian attack was a nuclear facility 13 kilometers away from the town of Dimona. Israeli Prime Minister visited a strike site in Arad today. Talking to reporters later, Mr. Netanyahu accused Iran of targeting civilian areas and sites in Jerusalem, including the Western Wall, Church of the Holy Sepulchre and Al-Aqsa Mosque. Iran said the strikes targeted strategic sites and came in response to an attack on its Natanz nuclear facility, which it blamed on a joint U.S.-Israeli operation, an allegation Israel denies. It has warned of irreversible damage to regional infrastructure if power plants were attacked. Meanwhile, Israel launched a wave of strikes on Tehran overnight and Iran has retaliated with missiles. More from our correspondent.
In Tehran, the tone is defiant and the threats are escalating. Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps announced the 74th wave of its Operation True Promise, describing it as involving super-heavy missiles and claiming strikes on military and security targets in Israel. Iran's parliament speaker went further on social media, warning that if Iranian power plants are attacked, the critical infrastructure, energy infrastructure and oil facilities throughout the region will be considered legitimate targets and will be destroyed in an irreversible manner, and the price of oil will remain high for a long time. Meanwhile, Iran's ambassador to the United Kingdom and permanent representative to the International Maritime Organization said that the strait will remain open to all nations except for Iran's enemies, and that the safe passage is possible once necessary security arrangements with Tehran are made. Vinod Kumar for World News, Dubai.
Union Minister of Jal Shakti C.R. Patil today said tap water connections have reached over 15 crore rural households, leading to improved health, enhanced living standards and greater dignity for women. The minister was virtually addressing participants from 5 states during the Sujal Gram Samvad, organized as part of the concluding event of the Jal Mahotsav 2026. He said the Jal Mahotsav has evolved into a nationwide Jan Bhagidari movement featuring community meetings, awareness drives, school activities and the handover of water assets to Gram Panchayats. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle @AIRNewsAlerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The filing of nomination papers for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry will end tomorrow evening. Polling in the two states and the Union Territory will be held in a single phase on the 9th of next month. The scrutiny of nomination papers will take place on Tuesday. Last date for withdrawal of candidature is the 26th of March. In Tamil Nadu, voting will take place in a single phase on 23rd of April. In West Bengal, voting will be conducted in two phases on 23rd and the 29th of April. Counting of votes for all four states and the Union Territory will be held on the 4th of May. The BJP has released another list of one candidate for the upcoming assembly elections in Kerala. Advocate S. Smitha has been fielded from Varkala Assembly constituency. The Congress has announced the names of 7 candidates for the upcoming assembly elections in Assam. Joseph Hasda has been fielded from Gosaigaon Assembly constituency, Narayan Adhikari from Masbat, Anchula Gwara Daimari from Bhergaon, and Nirmal Langsata is contesting from Haflong. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today said that country's traditional healing systems such as yoga and Ayurveda have gained global recognition and should not be treated as secondary, as they promote both physical and mental well-being. The Vice President was addressing the gathering on the 81st anniversary celebrations of a naturopathy ashram run by the Naturopathy Gram Sudhar Trust at Uruli Kanchan near Pune in Maharashtra. The Vice President urged people to adopt a natural lifestyle and live closer to nature.
Yoga is one practice that acts as a prevention method, and it keeps you all the time with a lot of energy. From where you are getting the energy? You are getting the energy from your mind. Mind status is getting stabilized. Physically, we will be more healthy. Mind and body are highly correlated. So yoga is doing an important role in the mental stability.
Union Power Minister Manohar Lal has emphasized that electricity is a fundamental necessity, stressing that ensuring affordable power is essential for access by the common man. The minister said this while addressing the valedictory session of the Bharat Electricity Summit 2026 in New Delhi. The Power Minister noted that with schemes like the Saubhagya Yojana and PM Surya Ghar, electricity has now reached remote locations across the country, including border areas.
Under the Saubhagya Yojana, we have provided electricity to every household in all villages. Electricity has reached all homes. We are also working to supply electricity to very remote villages near border areas. A few villages are left in mountains and forest regions. For them, a vision called Vibrant Villages has been conceptualized, and we are moving forward on that as well.
Pakistan has been ranked number 1 on the Global Terrorism Index for the first time, following a 6% increase in terrorism-related fatalities last year. According to the Global Terrorism Index 2026, published by the Institute of Economics and Peace, IEP, deaths from terrorism in Pakistan are now at its highest level since 2013, with the country recording 1,139 terrorism deaths and 1,045 incidents in 2025, highlighting a deteriorating security landscape. The comprehensive report, which assesses the impact of terrorism across 163 countries, noted that Pakistan's strained relations with its neighbors, particularly Afghanistan, alongside escalating violence in the country, have created significant security risks. In squash, top seed and defending champion Anahat Singh won the women's singles title, while Abhay Singh clinched the men's singles at the Indian Open in Mumbai this evening. In women's singles final, Anahat defeated second seed Egyptian player Hana Mozart 3-1 to retain her title. The Indian star remained composed throughout the contest and successfully held off a late challenge from Mozart in the final two games. Ms. Singh delivered a dominant performance across the week-long event, dropping only one game in the entire tournament. Meanwhile, in an all-Indian men's summit clash, Abhay outclassed compatriot Veer Chotrani in straight games, winning 3-0 in just 32 minutes. Abhay displayed complete control and superior shot-making to seal a convincing victory and claim the men's singles crown. The Indian Met Department, IMD, has forecast thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and gusty winds over coastal Andhra Pradesh, Madhya Maharashtra, Marathwada and Uttarakhand during the next 2 days. IMD said that similar conditions are likely to prevail over East Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh, Rayalaseema, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chairs high-level meeting to review situation in energy, power and fertilizer sectors amid evolving West Asia conflict. Government reassures no shortage of essential fuels across country, stresses on expansion of PNG connections. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu urges global leaders to join Tel Aviv and Washington in confronting Tehran. Iran says missile attacks in southern Israel was in response to attack on its Natanz nuclear facility. Union Minister of Jal Shakti C.R. Patil asserts tap water connections reach over 15 crore rural households, leading to improved health and living standards. Filing of nominations ends tomorrow for assembly elections in Assam, Keralam and Puducherry. Pakistan ranks first on Global Terrorism Index with 6% rise in deaths. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.